Trade Talkback for IMR Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Yeah, it's happening. We need you to finish this sentence. If I was, now you can be a player, a club, a player agent, whoever. It doesn't matter. You just need to finish the sentence. If I was, it is all thanks to IMR Insurance. For insurance, they are the tradies, mate. Call 13 IMR. And this is the early trade for Tyre Power. $100 FPOS card with selected Maxxis tyres. 1300 23 55 48. Finish the sentence. If I was. Lordo, what do you got for me this morning?
This one, if people would have laughed if you would have said Jaden Short would be a best and fairest winner in a premiership team. Maybe even last year, the year before, I would have laughed at you because he didn't get picked in their first premiership team, but he's played in the last couple. So he's come a long, long way. But if I was a club out there, I'd look at Jimmy Webster and I would say, if I was any other of the 17 clubs other than St Kilda, who he's fallen out of favour with at Hunter Clark and Caulfield and Battle, can I turn Jimmy Webster into not a best and fairest winner in a premiership club, but one of the elite halfback flankers in the game? I like his left foot. I like his run and carry. But for whatever reason, sometimes you can fall out of favour at your football team. So, if I was a list manager at one of the other 17 clubs, I would be looking at Jimmy Webster to get him in and say, we can make something very special of you as a footballer.
Well, we're going to speak to the Adelaide Footy Club and Adam Kelly. Their footy boss is going to join us shortly. I think the Crows need players, like experienced players. Great to go to the draft and all of that, and that certainly will help in time, but it can't all be young. So if there is there players at St Kilda, and if it's forced to be a trade with Crouch in some capacity, is Webster a player that the Crows would look at? So if Lordo was another club, he'd be having a look at turning Jimmy Webster into the next Jaden Short. If I was David Teague, I'd be having Mitch McGovern spend his whole preseason as a defender, Lordo. I just think with Carlton's forward structure, with Mackay, with Kerno, with Casbolt when he's there, I'm not sure where McGovern fits. Now, all of this is back on Mitch himself, though, because you can put him anywhere on the field that you like. If he's not fit and if he doesn't want to be great, then he will fail as a defender, like to this point he's failed as a forward at Carlton. But clearly, with the link to what his brother has done as the best intercept defender in the last 5 years in the competition, he is not Jeremy McGovern, but he has attributes that can make him a very good intercept defender. He's got great speed, so he can defend. He's really good in the air. I think, as you know, it's a lot easier to read the play behind the ball than it is in front of it as a forward, which is the toughest position to play on the ground. If they gave him a good 3 month stint in the preseason as a defender, playing on that third most dangerous opposition forward, I think it could work. Now, you've got Plowman there, you've got Wietering there, and Jones there as well. But I don't think it's not a frightening defence, is it, apart from Wietering? I think he would add a real weapon for them. So if I was the Blues, I'd be putting Mitch behind the ball. 1-300-23-55-48 is the number. Riley's on the line. Riley, finish the sentence. If I was...
if I was Bucks, I'd realise that I'd have to make some tweaks and take a good look at what I'm doing, take the next step and make sure I communicate with list managers and members, the people that actually pay the money.
Yeah, good one, Riley. I think that's exactly what we came off with off the top. The Collingwood are losing the PR battle with people like yourself who love your football club because you don't want to have it get to a point. I know you have to make some strong decisions, but I don't think they're handling this well at all. And as far as I knew, Nathan Buckley and Adam Treloar have had a wonderful relationship. So you want to be treated with respect, and it doesn't seem like he's been given too much respect here in this situation, Adam Treloar.
Yeah, it's a good one, Rolly, and it's what they're not saying from Collingwood that has me alarmed. I mean, Bucks is great, and we've sung his praises for so long, but he's the first one to jump on Twitter and correct a journalist if they've said something wrong or there's been some misinformation around reporting. We haven't heard anything from either Nathan Buckley or the Footy Club on Adam Treloar, which says to me that it's very accurate what is going on with Adam Treloar. Sam's in Chelsea. G'day, Sam.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
Good mate. Sam.
So, if I was Melbourne's list management, I'm looking at draft picks this season. I'm thinking we've got an awful hand. So you look at GWS, they'll have Jeremy Cameron going out and Caldwell going out. They might have three first-round picks. I'm packaging up Bruce, who they need, and Tom McDonald to get back into the first round. Is it possible? I don't know if I've ever seen two players being traded for a first-round pick. Normally the other way around.
Well, it's not out of the question, is it, Lord? I think Melbourne's first pick in this draft is 23, which they received from Hawthorn in 2019. But you're right, they're not key players in this draft at all, and the next pick's not until 47. They were desperate to get those picks last year. They took the big fella Luke Jackson and also Cozzy Pickett in the top 10, which was, I think, two really good selections from what I've seen in their first year. Oscar McDonald and Bruce.
Tom McDonald,
yeah. I should say. Is he worth a first? Probably not.
No, unfortunately, Sam, that both Bruce and Tom McDonald couldn't get a game at Melbourne for the latter part of the year. So you can't then expect that GWS are going to hand over a first-round pick for two blokes who couldn't get a game. And yeah, the sole salary dump is a new term sort of in footy, and I think that's what Melbourne would probably like, to dump a lot of the salary of Tom McDonald somewhere else. Because you know, they're not getting the value. I speak to Jared Healy a lot, and he said if he was Tom McDonald, he'd be banging the door down going, I want to be your key backman. I know Steve May's there, but I want to take out Tommy Hawkins. I want to take out Tom Lynch. Give me that role back, because I know he had one good season as a key forward, but as a number one forward, he hasn't been able to make it, unfortunately. So wherever he plays next year, that's where a club could possibly look at him taking the Monsters and being the key back, and play to his limitations. Don't try and hit targets he can't hit. Just hit the short 20s, give it off by handball, and maybe you could find a good player if Melbourne are willing to pay some of his salary for him to play somewhere else, okay?
1-300-23-55-48. If I was, Gary's on the line. G'day to you, Gaz.
G'day, boys. If I was Nick Austin, would I ask the question about Matt Crouch coming to Carlton, considering his brother is coming to Victoria?
Yeah, so Nick Austin's the Carlton list boss, and Matt Crouch is he's a free agent next year. So we're going to ask Adam Kelly about that. And, you know, there's another term that people are using is pre-agent, Lordo, where clubs can be proactive. And rather than rely on the AFL's secret compensation formula when a player leaves as a free agent, you get proactive and trade him. It's what the Crows should have done last year with Brad. And when they're a year out, trade them. You can control it and you can get a much better result for your club than what the AFL at times hand through free agency. But is Matt a right fit for Carlton? He's probably not the worst fit.
Yeah, they seem to. Yeah, I think the issue for Carlton is they've got Cripps, who's the inside player, lacks spread, lacks speed, doesn't really hurt you as much as you'd like. So that's where I like the merit angle in terms of that player that can dart spread. It's an interesting one. Do they need a big player like that? I threw up Jed Anderson because I think they do need someone with some physicality. So someone with some size and with some the ability to hit the scoreboard and all those sorts of things. There's not too many of them, like the Lachie Neals and Petrarca and those types, but they need a little bit of both class and also that big body that can help out Paddy Cripps.
Blues fans, what do you reckon? Matt Crouch to help out Patrick Cripps in the midfield with a bit of Williams, bit of Sam Walsh. Mm. It's not the worst mix. Angus is on the line. G'day to you, Angus.
G'day, boys. If I was St Kilda, I'd be giving Adam Treloar a buzz. Now, hear me out. I've probably just cost you 1,000 listeners who've just turned it off, but hear me out. That midfield three in round one, you've got Jack Steele, who's the absolute bull. You know, no need to explain why he's in there. You've got Adam Treloar in there to break the lines and play a similar role to Zach Jones. Zach Jones gets, you know, moved to the halfback. We need some pace off there. And Hunter Clark, I'm sure all Saints fans want to see through the midfield with that poise by the foot. That's the ball use we need. You've got Brad Crouch and Hannes waiting on the bench there, the next two in, to rotate through there during the games. You obviously can't really start them anywhere else. And Gresham moves to the forward pocket to reunite with Butler. What do you guys reckon?
I was interested in what you said earlier, Cornsy, about Saints going early with Brad Crouch, because it's interesting when someone like Treloar pops up. You can't have both, unfortunately, Angus. You wouldn't have thought they could fit two players in at their salary cap with Treloar's figures and all that, but I just wonder, yeah, I suppose they would have known. They're not silly, these clubs, knowing who's coming up and who's available, but I'd Yeah, Treloar, to have to pay maybe, I don't know, what do you reckon Brad Crouch should be getting, Cornsy? Six?
Well, we'll speak to Mitch Cleary a little bit later on. I think it would be around that six.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine Saints are paying you much more than that. Might have cost you an extra $50,000 or whatever per season for Treloar, with Collingwood topping up that wage, and you know he's a better fit than Crouch is.
That's where, I think he would have been a good fit, but not with Crouch and Treloar, Angus. I'd go Treloar over Crouch every day of the week.
Henry's in Sydney. Morning to you, Henry.
Morning, gentlemen. So if I was Chris Scott, I'm shifting Radicalea to centre-half back. He's young, he's raw still, so I think he just needs a bit of confidence and he needs to attack from behind.
Perhaps they are thinking that, Henry, because Harry Taylor, I think 90% would be the figure that most people think he's going to retire. Henderson is getting on, and whether he goes on, we're not sure as well. So Radicalea may be what they're thinking with Jeremy Cameron coming in, Lordo.
How sad would you be, Henry, to lose Radicalea? Because he seems one that might be vulnerable to,
I think, for me, that would be the biggest devastation. He's a must-keep. We cannot lose. You've got to keep him at all costs. As I said, he's young, he's raw, he's a late comer to the footy, and there's still a lot of development left in him, so I think he'd be a superstar. I would rate him better than Jeremy McGovern, with a bit of confidence at centre-half back.
Jeremy McGovern, that's a big call.
Big call, Henry. 1-300-23.
He's very athletic. Very athletic.
45-48 is the number. Cats fans, what do you reckon? Radicalea to be your new centre-half back.